at the time is 5 o'clock.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Following that, Tawny the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. This half hour, what's on the Winnipeg Public Library? Ah, a little treasure I found at MCC shop that put me in mind of a little Manitoba history to talk about as well. Dr. Brian Goldman, he of CBC fame, coming to Winnipeg. He'll be here with a new book. And to be introduced by, well, Doctor Who Sings. Tell you about that this half hour. Well, what say we take a look at the weather first, yes? And for the 4 o'clock weather, mainly cloudy skies and 23 degrees. The wind west-northwest at 14, but gusting to 29. Outlook for tonight, 30% chance of showers this evening and the low 11. Oh, that's decent for sleeping, yes. Then for Friday, mainly cloudy skies. I'm not complaining. Expect a high on Friday, 24. Well, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from today. Good news, bad news on the front page of the city business section. Big article, Millennium Library staffers don't feel safer, says the union. Headline is, security incidents down, but calls to police up. So the number of unsafe incidents fell by more than a third in early 2026. But the report also notes the Winnipeg police were called to the Millennium Library more often. 35 calls during the first quarter of this year, up from 13 from the same period in 2025. Well, money is being spent and a variety of approaches to this. I see the city's 2026 budget includes $2.5 million for safety upgrades at Millennium Library, beginning with taller, tempered glass barriers to prevent people from jumping off its upper floors. And I see it's still unclear if any money will be left over to fund long-awaited security upgrades at Millennium's lobby, since glass for the barriers has yet to arrive. Front page, then, of City Business today. If you're interested, you should be if you visit the Millennium Library. As I say, major article on that page. Meanwhile, we've turned to the website and the app for the Winnipeg Public Library. See what's on in the way of programming. Just a teaser for, well, coming up, write this down. June 13th, so if this Saturday is the 6th, following Saturday, Sir Hugh John MacDonald's Winnipeg, a downtown walk, avec moi. Take a walk. We start from the home, his home at the Delnavert Museum, the Millennium Library. He was the only living son of John A. MacDonald. He was our premier for about 9 months or so. We take a look at, well, what's left, a suggestion of what has changed. Yeah, a reminder of that book we talked about last week, of course, about speaking of architecture. We talk on that as well. It's 12 to 1:30. We say we started Delnavert, which is on Carlton Street between Broadway and Assiniboine. A bit of a porch there. You have to register, but that's all right. There are 10 seats left. The max is 20. I would get on that now. Or, if that doesn't suit you, we'll do the same thing again on Saturday, June the 20th, from noon till 1:30. And there are 20 seats left for that, but you must register at the Winnipeg Public Library. 504. And as I was saying, a charity shop finder right away. I thought, oh, I don't recognize that cover. The book I recognized, that's The True Intrepid by Bill MacDonald. Well, lots of books on Intrepid, no question. And I think this is a reprint, or somebody felt it deserved another edition to come out. Bill, who is a Winnipegger, has done more research, I think, than anybody else. It shows on the back as well. Winnipeg Public Library has one copy, and there is one sound recording of it that was done, I guess, for the CNIB. And who is Intrepid? Who are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. And Tim Lawson will tell us all.
Thank you. it's so peaceful down here. Bermuda sand, still air, cobbled streets, English roads, a debt is paid that's owed. Home in the island sun, Lady Mary and Sir William, a long way from 1901, for the quiet Canadian. Come and visit in yesteryear, Manitoba, iron gray, born the coldest day in the record book. Everybody take a look. Farewell, Queen Victoria, come the beating of the drum. An empire with no setting sun. Goodbye, 1901. When the Great War came, he volunteered, foot soldier, Flanders Fields. Peacetime saved Mary his, everything but kids. Finding the island sun, Bermuda, they had come. A sweet life dearly. Must be done. Then in 36, he shone like gold. Churchill called, intrepid cold. 9 years in mourning, secrets to the grave.
His CD, Lest We Forget. Do you want to know more? Winnipeg Public Libraries, I say. And that title that I was talking about, The True Intrepid. 8 minutes after five. Say it was inserted in the paper, the other day, Free Press. Big to do, 2026 Pride, Winnipeg Festival events. Coming up this Saturday, 9:45 a.m., there's a Winnipeg Pride History Walking Tour, which originates at Vimy Ridge Park, Portage Avenue there, concludes at the Forks. 10 a.m., the Trans March begins at the Mountable Legislative Building, runs east along Broadway to the Forks. So thinking of what if you're down that way or traffic rerouting, etc., want to participate, stand on the sidelines, wave. At noon, Pride Winnipeg Festival at the Forks, and the list is as long as your arm. I was looking for a website here. Why don't we call it 2026 Pride Winnipeg. That should bring up the festival events for you. 9 minutes after five. And I kept waiting for this thinking, no, but yes. And that is the Uniter. The summer, the one issue the Uniter puts out in the summer is all festival listings. We started talking about it last week on the Saturday Morning Show. So as you've been listening to Scott talk about tomorrow and Saturday, the Ellis Street Festival, WECC.ca for the West End Cultural Center. Bring you up the details. Out of town, perhaps, for you, June 5th to the 7th, the Barrows Gospel Jamboree in Barrows, June 5th to the 7th, the Prairie Wind Music Festival in Cypress River, under, wait for it, PrairieWindMusicFest.com. Saturday and Sunday, the Manitoba Community Band Festival. Bring your earplugs. It's MB Band, one word, mbband.org. And I think we'll leave it at that. But it covers the summer. Pages and pages. You want to pick this up. It's here on campus. I snagged a few more because I saw them at Hildegard's little bakery cafe there on Portage and Maryland as well. So I'll drop off a few more if you're there. And being the igniter, you can usually look it up online. Whether the whole thing is online, I don't know. You look it up as igniter, and it will come up for you at 10 minutes after 5. I mentioned, we promised, Dr. Brian Goldman coming to town. He will be at McNally Robinson Booksellers next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Free admission, I should hope so. So, author of The Night Shift, Real Life in the Heart of the ER. I wrote that 15 years ago. Best-selling author, ER doctor, good broadcaster, host of CBC Radio's White Coat Black Art. His new book is called The Casino Shift, Story from an ER on the Edge. Published in February, goes hour by hour through the shorter overnight shifts, the Casino Shifts of the book's title. Again, Tuesday at 7, joined in conversation by Winnipeg doctor, educator, and best-selling author, Dr. Jillian Horton. We are all perfectly fine. Of course, she is a musician as well. So what did I say? Dr. Brian Goldman coming to Winnipeg, and willingly, I'll bet you.
He said he didn't want to go to Winnipeg, that he couldn't chase a girl to Winnipeg. And he said that if I went, that I'd go. His friends and great career for a place you only see the sun once a year. And he said he never would have come to care for me if he'd only known. And he said that I must understand somehow. And he laughed and said he wants to go anyway, where it's so damn cold. And when he came to take my arm, I turned away. He said, babe, you know, we really ought to celebrate. You're a lucky girl, 'cause I can buy you. So damn cold. books and my guitar. I sold everything, kept a tiny little bag for traveling, just my dress. The sun came out and we touched down on the ground. Called my sister on the phone. She said, "Welcome home."
Jillian Horton, self-titled CD, song is Winnipeg. She will be introducing Dr. Brian Goldman Tuesday, 7 o'clock, McNally Robinson Booksellers, for his new book, Casino Shift. As I say, free to attend. It will be also available on McNally Robinson YouTube page. And the time is 5:17.
I'm Guy Gavioke, author of Written on the Dark, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
Here we are, together again, in Winnipeg, looking at the Prison Libraries Committee Bar None Annual Book Drive. All right, that's over. What we're looking at now is a sale. Exactly. And it's a goodie from past experience. Bookend, wait for it, bake sale. I drool, therefore I am. Saturday, June 13th, not this Saturday, Saturday, June 13th, 10 to 3, gird up your loins, check your wallet. Where? First Mennonite Church. If you want to scroll, look that up, 922 Notre Dame. Pretty sure that's where they were before. Proceeds from our book sale benefit the Manitoba Library Association's Prison Libraries Committee and the Bar None Prison Rideshare Project. Good idea. 5:18. Reader's Book of Days, put together by Tom Nisley. It is June. June is sickly sweet. It's insipid. Is that because it's so warm or because it rhymes so easily? June, moon, spoon, balloon. But while Robert Burns happily rhymed his red, red rose that's newly sprung in June with a melody that's sweetly played in tune, Gwendolyn Brooks burned off any sugar in the terse rhythms of We Real Cool. Her jazz June is followed by Die Soon. Thoughts of death in summer haunt or enliven Wallace Stevens, Sunday morning, too. His heroine's desire for June gains its vitality from the inevitable darkening of evening. Death, he writes, is the mother of beauty. 5:18, Reader's Book of Days. Looking at obituary from way back when, but I'm still rooting my way through and things get confused at my... on my floor. From the Winnipeg Free Press, where I read May Burns. Born and raised in London, England, she met and married Dick. 1943, during the Second World War, and immigrated to Canada on the Queen Mary with her young daughter in 1946. Irene Dick and their four children moved across Canada for many years during his service in the Canadian Armed Forces, eventually settled in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I met some of the war brides. Some stayed. Some left. Some said this as they were leaving Blighty.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Not a tear, but a cheer, make it gay.
Soundtrack to a movie, is it not? Gracie Fields with Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye. Thank you to all the English war brides who came and stayed. It is 5:22. Free Press. Dolphins Country Fest. Don't know if this was it or yet later or not, but it caught my eye. June 25th to 28th, giving you time. See Country in the Country. Jelly Roll. Nate Smith. Tyler Hubbard. Cameron Whitcomb. Black Hawk. Noel Hoffman. And Charlie Major.
Headlight beam cuts through the night like the pawn.
Country Fest. Tickets, camping available, Country Fest, one word, countryfest.ca. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Thank you very much. Back Saturday morning with Carol for the cleverly named Saturday Morning Radio Show, 6 till 8. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next. And leave you with something from William Prince's most recent CD, 2025, title track, Further From the Country.
Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away, further from the country, like I'm dead when you finally get to the city, further from the country. Only stories in this town. There's no fortune to be found. Ain't no use in shaking hands. Let's just leave it as it stands. Just do what you came here to do. I'll see you when I
I'm dead when you finally get to the city.